What up? You got the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, if you liked this and you want to hear more, all these episodes are available on civicmedia.us. Like, share, all of the things. Yeah, we got my friend Francesca Hahn. We're going to do some quick hits. All right, so coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee, hell yeah. Early mornings or late nights?
Late nights.
Mm-hmm. What is a book or podcast you'd recommend other than, of course, this one?
Ooh, Milked by Ruth Conniff. Reminded me that you mentioned dairy farmers earlier.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that offline. Biggest lesson you've learned in office?
Persistence. Mm. If you can't get a Republican to talk to you on the floor, try to talk to them in a bar.
Yeah. And then one word to describe Wisconsin right now.
Unique. We're always going to be a bit of a political enigma.
Yes.
And I point to Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson being the senator from Wisconsin. People can't figure us out, and I kind of love that.
I do love that, too. I also loved Ron Johnson's on his last term. So, you know, whether he likes it or not, baby. Yeah.
One, I forgot to mention this. When people ask me about socialism, I say Green Bay Packers.
Oh, for real? Yeah, yeah.
Our publicly owned NFL team, what a massive middle finger to the NFL and all those, you know, the money that that company brings in. I mean, they are a mega corporation. And I think it's amazing that the loyalty to a team and their loyalty to their community is because they're publicly owned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about, you're running for governor. In the race on the other side, we have Trump-endorsed Tom Tiffany. Personally, I think that that's about the worst candidate that they could come up with other than maybe Glenn Grothman.
Oh, I mean, he wouldn't really want to leave Glenn. His mother's basement too much. The state.
Can confirm that's a thing. Yeah. Yeah.
When he goes after the nuclear family, and I'm like, bro, like, what do you know about that? Same with Voss. Like, twice, thrice divorced Voss. Like, don't come after single moms.
Mm-hmm. Right, you've created a couple of them. Sorry. That just came out. So with Tom Tiffany, what is the clearest contrast that you would like people to see? Other than everything.
Oh my gosh. The clearest contrast is he's a master manipulator. He's a liar. Mm-hmm. He does not care about Wisconsin, and his votes in Congress prove it. And just on policy wise, he thinks cannabis melts your brain. And I would
really?
full legalization of
cannabis. Yeah. What a thing. Like, think of you talk about tax, the entire industry that can be created on day freaking one. Mm-hmm. And we're not sending millions of dollars
millions of dollars of revenue which is coming in.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I have a clip of Tom. I'll send you that. I have a clip of Tariff Trump Tom talking about cannabis at UW-Madison.
Really?
That. Yeah.
That's a odd choice of places to make that comment.
Yeah. I mean, he will never put Wisconsinites first. He will always be answering to Trump. So that's the clearest contrast, is that he answers to Trump and Trump's cronies, and that's it.
Yeah. Right. And I talked about it here on the air. I had a conversation with Tommy Thompson, who said that Tom Tiffany can't win. You know, and I don't think he would. What's the path to getting voters who supported Republicans in the past?
First of all, Tom Tiffany will not win.
Yeah, no, he won't. I don't, yeah.
No. And for Republicans who are looking for an alternative, I think it is someone who is going to actually bring the state together to get things done. We need to deliver for Wisconsinites and have make sure they feel and see material conditions change in their lives. And whether that's in healthcare, whether that's in supporting our small businesses, whether that's in childcare or public education, senior care, I think that care policies, Republicans actually hearing about the plan and the policy, but also making sure that they feel like, you know, they're not just voting for a Democrat or Republican, they're running for somebody who wants to get done.
Yeah. And I think it's so important because Republicans don't even know sometimes of the policies that Republicans have supported and why it hurts. You know, it's just this tribalism of like, oh, they're a Democrat. Oh my God, she's a socialist. And it's like, well, yeah, my taxes keep going up. Bro, that ain't her fault. You know?
Yeah. But the thing is, we have the plan to bring those taxes down, right? And where you can, as a small business, you're not paying a higher income tax rate than the mega corporations, that you have representatives who are actually going to fight for the farm bill because we're going to build a coalition and actually organize around these policies.
How do people see you?
Legislators.
Right. How do people see you? How do people meet you?
They can go to FrancescaHong.com, FrancescaHong.com/events of where we'll be next. Follow us on social media at FrancescaHongWI and talk to your neighbors. Some of them might already know thee.
Right on. And oh my God, we didn't even talk. She's going to be hanging out with me at the Racetrack 141 Speedway. She'll
in
be
May.
In May. Yes. She's going to change a tire, maybe have a beer in the pits afterwards.
Yes. And they have High Life?
Dude, oh my God. Hold on.
Yes.
Hell yeah. That's
champagne
the best.
Of beers.
Yes. Right on. All right. Thank you all so much for listening to Ratchet Revolution. Thank you, Francesca Hong. And we will see you next week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take care, y'all.
Keep on running, cause I'm